All right, everybody, welcome back. We are jumping into another deep dive today.
Yeah.
And as always, we're going to go deep on a really cool topic.
Very deep.
So today, we're looking at this little snippet all about Larry Ellison and his vision for AI in cancer treatment.
Okay.
And this is obviously something that, I think a lot of people could be really interested to hear about.
For sure. I think everyone has had some experience with cancer, a family member or a friend.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's tough to think of anyone who hasn't been touched by cancer in some way.
Yeah.
So the idea that AI could be this game changer, that it could offer some real hope, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, and to your point, it's not just hope, it's stuff that's happening right now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I find so fascinating. It's like it's not some distant future. So Ellison, in this little snippet, he talks about three key areas where he sees AI really making a difference.
Yeah.
And the first one is early detection.
Okay.
So just imagine getting a simple blood test and it could detect cancer before you even have symptoms.
Yeah, that's really one of the biggest things with cancer is that it's often caught so late.
Right.
And the treatments are so much more effective the earlier it's caught. So the idea that you could have a simple blood test, that AI could be analyzing it, looking for these tiny little clues, the kinds of things that maybe human doctors would miss,
Yeah.
it could really increase the survival rate.
It's almost like having this early warning system, like
Exactly.
before anything even really shows up.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's early detection. The second area Ellison highlights is AI-driven tumor gene sequencing.
Okay.
So it's not just about knowing you have cancer, but understanding the very specific genetic makeup of that tumor.
Yeah.
What do you think about this one?
I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's like having a blueprint, a personalized blueprint of the enemy. So AI can analyze those mutations, the
Yeah.
mutations that are driving that cancer's growth, right? And then we can move away from these very general treatments, which, let's be honest, a lot of them have horrible side effects.
Yeah.
And we can develop therapies that are specifically designed to target the mutations in that individual person's cancer.
So no more this one size fits all approach. It's like a custom-made treatment plan.
Yeah,
Wow.
it's pretty incredible.
Okay, so we've got early detection, we've got this incredible personalized approach to understanding the tumor. And then the third one, and this one honestly feels a little sci-fi,
Yeah.
personalized mRNA vaccines for cancer.
Right.
I mean, we've heard so much about mRNA vaccines recently,
Especially with COVID, yeah.
with COVID, and how effective they were. But to think about that same technology, but targeted at cancer
Yeah,
cells.
and that's the thing is mRNA vaccines are really just about teaching your immune system to recognize a target
Right.
and then attack it. And we know that the immune system is really good at fighting cancer.
Right.
So if we can just train it to recognize the cancer cells, that's a game changer.
Yeah. And Ellison even says that AI could help create these personalized cancer vaccines in just 48 hours.
That's so fast. I mean, that speed is just mind-blowing.
Right. Like, imagine you get a diagnosis, and within days, you have a vaccine that's tailor-made to fight your specific tumor.
Yeah, I mean, it's just completely revolutionizing how we think about cancer treatment. It's a whole new frontier in immunotherapy.
So I want to just step back for a second. I
Yeah.
mean, this is all super exciting, but what does it actually mean for the average person?
I think it means that we could be on the verge of a massive shift in how we deal with cancer. I mean, we could see a future where cancer is diagnosed so much earlier,
Yeah.
treated more effectively with fewer side effects, and maybe, just maybe, prevented altogether.
Wow. That's a really powerful thought.
It is. It's pretty
It
powerful.
feels like we're at the very beginning of something truly transformative. I'm honestly really excited to see what the future holds for AI in cancer treatment.
Yeah, and I think a really important thing to think about is as AI plays a larger role in healthcare. Yeah.
What are the ethical considerations? Especially, when we're talking about life or death situations like cancer treatment.
That's a really good point. There's definitely a whole other layer there to think about.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, this is incredibly promising.
Yeah, for sure it is.
So, listeners, something to keep an eye on, something to be hopeful for. All right, that's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for listening.
We'll catch you next time.